Her bones were discovered by a group of children playing in the woods. It was October, a Sunday morning, and the ground was crisp with fallen leaves. Two boys and a girl. I don't remember who told me that. They stumbled upon the skull while digging around gathering rocks. They were going to build a little wall, a fortress in the trees. I think about this moment often. These three small bodies loose in the wild, their bright hats and coats just a speck, a flicker beneath a grand canopy of oak. Their cold, delicate fingers gripping mossy stones, hauling them one by one to the site of the fortress. Laughs muffled by acres of dense wilderness. The children spread out, searching for the perfect pieces to build a foundation. And the girl, eyes narrowing as her tiny hand grazes bone. I imagine her lifting it carefully, silently, from a bed of dirt, while her brothers gallop in the distance. Moss clings to the edges. A loamy, muddy smell hangs thick in the air. There are worms. One black beetle. The skull is nearly intact, missing only its lower jaw. Later on, a fracture surrounding a hole is noticed on the left temple. But in this moment, the girl holds her discovery in her hands, this piece of a body untouched and unseen for 15 years. The subject of so much anguish and longing, hundreds of hours of searching, now uncovered in a chance moment of play. She doesn't yet scream or run to find the boys. She crouches there in the leaves and examines the smooth edge of the eye sockets, the remaining teeth long and yellowed like an animal's, the gentle slope of bone, just barely thicker than an orange peel, hooked over her thumb. What did the girl think of then, in those seconds before she dropped the skull back into the dirt and sped off toward home? Every good dinner this unearthed stranger had ever eaten, every happy day she'd ever had, every friendship, every argument, every habit and routine and hidden talent and movie watched and lover taken, her taste for black coffee, loose-fitting clothing, the color blue, winter over summer, eggs over easy, books on cassette. Each time she'd felt infuriated or bewildered, each new idea sprung into her mind, each memory, each daydream. All these things, all the glimmers of life that made her into a woman, had once been kept safe inside this very piece of matter, this delicate shell of a thing. Soon, the children reappear with two adults in tow, then more people, dogs. Police tape wound around trunks, a news van stuck in the mud. Someone made a cross out of dried palm fronds and nailed it to a tree. There were cameras, a helicopter. But first, there were my mother's bones.